Now, with the tools that we have, and you mentioned FOLFOX bevacizumab, how often do you see response in the primary rectal tumor? And maybe even more importantly, how often do you see progression?
We see response about 60 to 80% of the time. There's a very interesting study that was published by Chow et al. Last year in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, where patients received neoadjuvant CAPOX and then neoadjuvant capecitabine with radiation followed by surgery. These are patients not with metastatic disease. And the primary responded either response or stable disease almost 90% of the time. So we really are seeing significant responses. The other area where neoadjuvant chemotherapy is being delivered frequently are those with liver metastasis as a way to help the resection.
How often do you see the tumor actually progressing through and maybe the patient developing more local problems?
Probably 10 to 20% of the time.
What's happening in terms of the incidence of rectal cancer, and are we learning anything more about causal factors?
Well, the incidence is staying relatively stable. In the United States, you're about 150,000 cases of colorectal cancer, and of those, about one-third are rectal. We have not seen an increase in terms of factors that may be associated with it. We have learned that certainly diet plays a role, as well as, of course, genetic factors. One-fourth of colorectal cancer is genetic predisposition, and three-quarters or 75% are just bad luck.